Well, hello, everybody. Hot, sunny afternoon in Northern California. And my office is particularly warm for some reason. This is our second attempt with the first show that I did after coming back for 3 years taking care of health and moving. Had Char of California Haunts and her computer locked up. Today, I have a friend on, and I just love her. You know, I'm having my best friends on, you can tell right away. This lady, what I was going to say is my computer locked up. So I know most of you are saying, what happened to 3 o'clock? Well, it is 3:30. We had to start over. For some reason, I try to get into the show, the episode for tonight, and then what they call the studio, and my machine just went black. I've never had that happen. Oh, shoot. I just love this stuff. I love and hate the computer world. Everybody's nodding their head in the audience, right? Okay. It's our world, and I love it because it gives us this option to talk to interesting people. And particularly, Bernice has an amazing story. Oh, my gosh. Sometimes when you hear stories like that, you kind of want to drop your jaw. And what I'm speaking about is mysterious happenings. Spooky stuff, things that you hear other people talk about, but you don't know if you want to believe it. And we're talking about UFO mysteries, abductions, markings, people having things removed from their bodies. How many of you have said, oh, I'd love to see a UFO, but in your heart of hearts you say, oh, I hope not. I hope it's not me they're picking up. So I want to give out my number in case you're listening. You want to know if you can call in. Of course you can. Get your pencils ready. Call-in number is 646-787-1980. This is the second time I had to type up the show description. I just glanced over, and my friend Bernice has given us an email that you can talk to her directly about her experience with UFO abduction, but I put a space between her name, B-E-R-N, and the numbers. So during the course of the show, keep your pencil handy, and we'll be giving out the email address without that space there. We want to make sure that everybody can get to her. And there's also another link in there, and we'll bring it up during the show. So if you are not at a computer, make sure you have a pencil handy. We're going to give you a link to a site where you can see markings like she has received. I think that in the years I've been a psychic medium, and I've just had my 27th year working in this environment, I actually ended a 24-year career with Pacific Bell, overlapped by 2 years. And you wonder, well, why did you do this so late in your life? At 39, I had stage 3 cancer. And in those years, it was a death sentence. People just didn't live. And because of my age, they did what they could for me, and they said, well, we're going to wait, and if you're going to survive 5 years, if it doesn't come back in 5 years, then you have a pretty good chance, and then we'll hold on and wait 10 more years. So for 15-year worry coming up ahead of me, I started questioning the universe and saying, why do bad things happen to good people? And it drove me to the Spiritualist Church, Church of Grace in Citrus Heights, California, where I discovered what was wrong with me all these years and why I was seeing unborn children, predicting murder, so on and so forth. So in those years, I got very interested in hypnosis. I have been trained by 3 great people. No point in my listening on the air. Go to my bio at nancymatz.com. And I have loved doing group past life regression work, something. And I did recession, stopping how to smoke and all that. And in those years, I was asked 2 or 3 times only if I would deal with people. Actually, I did have one person I did deal with, figuring out why they had lost time, why they have such terrors in the night. And I was afraid. I was afraid that I didn't know how to deal with the impact that I could be helping them uncover what it's like to be abducted. And that frightened me. You could watch spooky shows on TV all night long about abductions and UFOs and strange little green people on Mars or whatever. But when it comes down and looks at your face, right in your face, I have a problem. I have markings. I have terrible dreams. You go, you freeze up. And early in my career, I had a gentleman who was very predominant in the UFO community. I didn't get his permission to say his name, but he's out of Sacramento, California. He's a tall, he was tall and handsome, but a blonde. So I did regress him, and he had an experience. So, yes, that was my first successful UFO encounter client, but I have turned away others. When I met Bernice and her mother, was a psychic fair in Sacramento, and we did follow her to Nevada and did some events up there. She came to visit us with her mom in Tucson. I can't remember if we did it. Did you do a psychic event in Tucson also? Or were you...
No.
Okay.
We were there for the gym show.
That's what it was. Oh, anyway, I've met up with her a few times, and sometimes it's hard to remember where you narrow it down. And I tell you, I've loved this lady. It's up to her what she wants to volunteer. We have not shown her last name. At the end of the show, if she wants you to give her, Bernice, if you want to let them know your Facebook address, so be it. But the name on the email, and here it is, ladies and gentlemen, this is all together. Her email for questions, be like in boy, ernd462@gmail.com. And we will give it out. Like I said, she has not given her last name. You can email her there and get more information at the end of the show if she feels okay with giving Facebook so that you can connect with her there. So be it. But what we're trying to get away from are those people who are listening and will not believe her. We don't want any harassment. This is a genuinely nice lady. I would never vouch for somebody I didn't believe was truly an honest and sincere person. And I do believe that she has had this experience. And I want to admit that I had a dream, and I did send it to the UFO Center in Washington, D.C. Now, am I going to admit that I had an experience? And someone said, oh, Nancy, you need to write that up. I says, how do I know it wasn't just a dream? So it does confuse me if that was true or not. So I wrote it up, and I did submit it. Now, why aren't I admitting that this was true and this happened? It's almost like my life is full of people I trust and live with, talk to every day. I don't know if I want to go to a place admitting that I have had this happen, not that the public would sneer at me, but the credibility that people would throw at me as, oh, she's a psychic, no wonder she had a UFO experience. I don't want to go there because Bernice being an intuitive herself, but what I would say is I can't allow something like that to be more than what I am. So what I do for a living is paramount. When I submitted my report, I said, I don't want my name out. All I'm looking for is if this was a dream or not, if there was somebody who had the same dream. So I can't go to a place of saying I had visible signs of my body. But when we go to Vanessa's story, I want you to hold on to this. There was a cancer event, and it's up to her to tell you how much. But I also had cancer, and then I had the dream. How long has it gone on for her? And is it generational, like they say? So I've talked enough. I would like you to introduce you to Bernice. And as we talk, I may bring up items that are interesting to me. I'd like to know for sure where were you living when this happened? Where did you go afterward? Have you had dreams and situations like this all through your life? And so, Bernice, it's your turn. I've talked for 9 minutes. It's your turn. Why don't you introduce yourself, and you can tell the public as much as you want. I know that people be listening to this as I've had the other shows over years. I've had 52,000 people watch the other shows. So it's amazing how many people will tune in. I know it's kind of crazy, isn't it? So, but that shows you the power. That shows you the power of Blog Talk Radio and being to share these stories with others. So it's not like they're listening to you now, but tell us as though you're talking to me your story. Go ahead, Bernice.
Okay. Well, I love you too, Nancy, and we have been friends for time. And hello, everyone out there. My story begins really when I was very little. I've always been intuitive. I guess when I was born, I can always remember when I was little things happening.
That was wrong with you too. I thought everybody was this way, and someone said, "Oh no, you're weird. You can't, you know."
I know.
Well, I was born this way, so you know. I knew that of you, but we try to joke. Sometimes it's not easy. But I'm not everybody. I'm laughing, but I was going to add, is that what was wrong with you, Bernice?
Yes, exactly.
So
my friends always come up. Yes, I was always this way. My friends would come up going, can I see you for a minute? And I'd say, yeah, what's going to happen tomorrow? And so I'd just kind of look at them and go, uh-huh, yeah, mm-hmm. And just kind of walk off. But my story really is, you know how you wonder when you're growing up, what am I here to do on earth? You know, I always wondered, what am I supposed to be doing? Well, after I got older, I thought, well, I'm not going to wonder anymore because I guess I was just here really to do nothing. And my mom kept saying, Bernice, you got to go out and help the people. And I kept saying, because I was very shy, and people can't understand that now because I'm not shy at all. And at all. And
not at all.
No. And so when my event happened, I was doing Sacramento, the California fairs, Reno, and I started doing the seminars and explaining to everybody what had happened to me. And I was trying to get the word out then. And it really, people were amazed. So I'm really glad to be on this talk show with you. And I'm so glad you're having me today. I haven't wrote a book yet because I am very slow at doing anything. And I know, Nancy, you've been on me and on me and on me. And it's just like... I'm slow. Anyway, what had happened is, this is just one experience. I have others, and yes, I need to get the book out. Back in 2006, I lived in Reno, Nevada with my mother. I have lupus. From lupus, I have Raynaud's disease and Sjögren's disease. I have COPD. So, you know, I don't go out at night. I stay home, but I do work, and I was working at the time and, doing the fairs. And so I, you know, pretty tired and things like that. But in 2006, it was October. Never forget it. I really don't like that month to this day. And, I was at work. It was probably around the 28th of October, if I remember right. And it was 4:30 in the afternoon. I remember the time really well. And I got sick, very sick. And I was at work, and I went to the restroom, and I just laid on the floor. And I told one of the girls, I hollered out, and I said, Jessie, call my mom. Ask her to come and get me, please, because I can't drive home. And Jessie goes, well, I can drive you. I said, no, just call her, because I thought if I get really sick, you know, she's not going to like it because it's going to go all far. So anyway, mom came and got me, and I got in her car, and we should have had her with me today, but she wasn't. But when I got in the car, all of a sudden, all the instruments, her door panel started going off, saying the doors were open, and her oil light was flickering, and she's going, oh my gosh, they forgot to put my oil. And I said, oh no. And I thought, oh my gosh, you can't take me home. She says, well, we have to go out to Walmart. I said, Mom, can you take me home first? She goes, no, my car is way too important. So we go to Walmart, and the guy goes, ma'am, your oil's fine. And she goes, well, look at all my lights on. He goes, well, let me look at some things. And he goes, no, I have no idea. So we get in the car, and he goes, go to the garage in the morning. She goes, okay. So we get in the car. She takes me home. So she goes to work in the morning, and, of course, I stay home. And her car's fine. She drives to work. Her car is still fine. And that day I stay home. The next morning I get up to go to work, and I had no pajama top on. And we have two dogs. One dog's mine. The other dog is hers. And we have two cats. Now, the one cat is mine. She sleeps with me. And the two dogs sleep with me. But only one dog is mine. But the other dog sleeps with me because he loves my dog. Anyway, so I was gonna let the dogs out because Mom was already gone to work. And I get up, and I look down for my slippers, and I look at my breast is in the way, and I look at my left breast, and there is a mark. Now, if anybody is near their computer at all, I want them to go to, you probably already seen the page AAARC.us. They're called crosshair marks. And that was on my left breast.
And I have the link here on the Blog Talk page where you are probably listening to today's show. There's even a little bit more of a link address there. AAARC.abduct.com. And that will take you right to the page where you see the photographs of the what she's talking about. But if you go to the page where you're listening to the show, there's a picture of Bernice. And I did not turn that sideways. It upload her picture sideways. But there is a picture of her mark. Go ahead, Bernice.
Okay. Now, that is my mark. Now, what's so interesting about my mark, I'll get to later in the conversation. But the other marks, this whole thing is strange. They're similar to crop circles. Anyway,
Give a description. Give a description so in case no one goes to the computer and this is emailed to somebody.
When I first got this mark, I looked down and went, what the, and you guys can fill it in. And I ran to the bathroom to look in the mirror because, you know, you're in shock. And I looked in the mirror, but I heard my dog whine. And no one messes with my dog. Now, I ran back to my bedroom, and I said, you messed with my dog. You messed with the wrong person. Now, who I was saying that to, I have no idea. But it's strange because I'll get to that, too. Anyway, I ran back to the bathroom and looked at my mark again. Then I called my mother, and I said, Mom, I have a mark. You know, I mean, I have a mark. She's going, oh, you slept on something, you know, I'll see it when I get home. I said, no, Mom, it's a mark. Oh, my gosh, you know, I'm freaking out. And she's going, I'll see it when I get home. She's not too excited about it. So anyway, I go into work, and I work with doctors. And
oh, wait a minute. Now the audience is listening, Bernice. Give a visual of what it looks like. It's not small.
Okay.
It's large. Okay, go ahead.
The mark is a hexagon, like a stop sign. It has 6 lines, but it has 12 lines too, because you would need to see it, but it has out of the, it has 6 lines, and then it has 12 lines too. And then
okay,
it has
so they cross each other. So that crosses each other is in the hexagon?
The six lines cross, but on the outer edge is the other line.
Okay.
So
sure.
It's 12, 6 lines that cross each other, and then the other 6 is on the outer edge.
And about how big a cross? Is it 3 inches or 2 inches or 1 inch?
About 1.5 inches to about to about 2. One doctor said it looked like it was put on at an 85 degree angle, and it was lasered in. It looks burnt. You can tell it was burnt, but there was no burn marks on it on the top layer at all, none. Like, you know how burn marks can, the burn starts healing? No.
Huh?
It did not. It looks like it's peeling. It did not peel at all. This was all done under the skin. Now, at the time this was put on, whenever, I woke up with this. I had no knowledge of any of this. Nothing. I woke up with this. Now, the only thing that happened, my dog went to sleep with my mother that night. Now, my dog never slept with my mother. And she happened to wake up and think, why is Sneakers in here? And then, of course, she went back to sleep. But that's the only thing she thought of.
Oh, that's curious. So
yes.
Your dog was okay, just frightened and moved away.
Well, we'll talk about that too.
Okay. So let's go ahead. Well, we were going to talk about how we're going to talk to doctors. I'm just trying to keep you on track.
Yes.
So you've given a pretty good crop circle.
I go to work.
Perfect.
Yes. It looks like a crop circle. So I go to work, and I mean, I've never seen anything like this. Neither did anyone at my job. I mean, one doctor trying to rub it off with alcohol. You know, I mean, we were just all stunned. You know, it doesn't look like a tattoo. I mean, it looks like nothing you've seen. And it's like, what is this? And, the girls and I were all calling anybody we could think of. Shamans, we were calling anyone. We were calling priests. We were calling, you know, have they ever seen this? Anybody. Then we saw the AAARC.us website.
Uh-huh.
And so I wrote the website and spoke to Mr. Taylor. And wrote him, and he wrote back, and I filled out the questionnaire and everything, and I just adore him. He's a wonderful man, because he put this up there because everybody had questions, and wonderful, wonderful man. When I got kind of confirmation about this, I wasn't scared. It didn't scare me at all. I left out a part. That night when I got home after receiving this, I went to bed, and like I said, it never scared me in the least. And I woke up about midnight, quarter after 12, 12:30, and I thought, oh, Mom left the TV on again. So I went out in the front room to turn it off, but the TV was not on. So I went back to bed and I thought, well, who's talking? And I was listening. And all of a sudden, in my mind's eye, I saw a man and two women and immediately thought of Fire in the Sky. Now, that was back in 1975. And
oh, my gosh, yes.
Yes. And I thought, oh, you know, and immediately thought of the Nordiac. And I could still hear him talking. And that has always been on my mind. And then we will come into some more of that pretty soon here. And so there's so much to go on here.
So take your time. We have an hour and a half.
Okay. So after Lynn wrote back to me, and I found out that there was a woman in New York, a person in the UK, and a person in England. So, yeah, there was about four of us or five of us back in 2006. I think there was one in 2005, and there might have been one earlier, but I do believe she died of breast cancer. And
there we go.
I'm not real positive of that, so I really can't say for sure.
Have you met any of these other people? Not yet.
I've never met them, but I've talked to them on the phone. I talked to another person on the phone.
So as we're talking, everybody, this is your chance to reach out to Bernice. If you call in 646-787-1980, you can hold on, but we won't pick you up until the end of the show. But we prefer Bern, B-E-R-N, 1954-62 at gmail.com is also another way of connect. Okay, go ahead, Bernice.
Okay, back in 2006, like I said, there was about four of us or five of us. And nothing really went on, though I have to say I was getting a blood test prior to this. So it was about 2 days after I got this mark, I got a blood test because of my illness. And the doctor called me and he goes, oh, my gosh. He goes, I want you to go down and get another blood test. He goes, your potassium is out of the world. He goes, you have to get down here immediately and get another blood test. So whatever it was affected my potassium.
Was it really high, you mean? And,
yes, very high, very high.
Ooh,
and
not good
also
for the
this, no, also this mark, gave me a sense of real peace. It really did. I was very calm for a period of time. Yes. My mother didn't even affect me. Just a joke.
Everybody, you don't know, but mother and daughter shared an apartment this time. They don't now, but they did then.
And
yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So it was. There was a long period where we just had kind of a group, Yahoo group, you know, with all of us, and we just kind of kept in touch. But then it kind of, from 2006 to 2013, we never really heard, you know, never did nothing. You know, nobody said anything, or we never kept in touch, and that was about it, you know. Every once in a while, somebody would say, oh, there's another mark out there. Oh, there's another mark. Another mark again. You know, so there was about 13 or 14 that came in from 2006 to 2013. And maybe a little higher. And then all of a sudden, they got a AARC got a hold of me and said, there's a doctor who would like to talk about my mark. And I said, really? I said, okay. they asked me if I'd be willing to talk. And I said, of course, I would like some answers, you know. I mean, if you're going to, you know, I would love answers if
really.
You think you have answers. And I got in contact with this doctor called me. And the one question that was on my mind is, I know people got marks in 2013 and 2012. Why are you calling someone who got a mark in 2006? Because my mark had only lasted, they do go away, but mine lasted a good while. Mine lasted for 4 to 5 months, but you could still kind of see an image of mine all the way. And I asked this doctor, he was a doctor scientist. Okay, he was a doctor, but he was
a researchist.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay,
and,
it's okay. I lose words too.
Yeah, and he said, well, since 2006, there has been more, and I said, really? And he said, yes. In fact, we had another website that we got into. And from that website, there was many more. They were coming in from Italy. Marks were getting from Africa, from France, a lot from France. England, the UK, Spain, marks all over. I said, then why do you want mine? I mean, I got mine in 2006. He goes, because all the marks that he went out and looked at and seen, my mark was the only mark. Every mark was about the same, either a circle or, you know, a line or something like that, but they were all kind of the same, like so-and-so had the same mark as number three, or number four mm-hmm. had the same mark as number one. My mark was the only one that nobody had. No one.
Wow. Oh, you just gave me goosebumps.
And
anybody else listening and getting the shivers? A crop circle right there on her chest. So.
I
big branding said, iron. Can you imagine? Oh.
Yeah. I
go ahead,
said,
kid.
Wow. I said, wow, that's weird. I said, gee. And he said, so we'd really like to get some DNA samples and maybe a scan. Maybe, you know, I said, yes, anything. You know, I'll do it. And I did, and my mom's going, oh, I don't know if I'd do that because, you know, they might keep you in a solid room. You know, you see these pictures on TV. You know,
TV shows.
Said, mom, yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I did. They flew me to a different city, and I saw this doctor, and he took all kinds of tests and blood tests. And got my records from all my hospitals, and they thoroughly went through everything. And then my samples, I do believe, they sent to Stanford. And at least that's what the doctor told me. So anyway, that's where they were researching everything. And then I hadn't heard anything. And he would call me and he'd say the test that it's going through, because I'd say, did you find out anything? Did you find out anything? And he goes, the test that you're having, it won't show up for about 20 to 30 years. I said, well, I'll be gone by then. I mean,
what kind of test would take that long? I want to interject here. Bernice, hopefully one of us will remember where you took off here. You're probably asking why the secrecy. This gentleman, this doctor, has told Bernice he doesn't want his name out there yet. And she and I kind of threw this around the room and talked about it. Two or three things going on. You know that the secrecy in the United States about UFO abductions and sightings has been all hushed up by the government. But if you go to Japan or South America or Mexico, some of these other countries, China, my gosh, everybody's open about the UFO phenomena, but not the United States. And I kind of said to her, it very well may be that he's putting a history together. He's putting proof together. And he doesn't want his name known until he's got something that is solid. See, why speak up? It's like me, maybe my dream. But I won't say I know for sure if I was abducted because I really don't have proof. So this gentleman's wanting to have proof and put it together. He told her enough, but not enough. So she's in the dark. If you really want to press this, you'll have to get hold of Bernice, and she'll have to ask those people permission to connect you. I have been through this journey with her, talking to her, and she just doesn't make everything up. This is a bona fide crop circle on her chest. Anyway, Bernice.
Bona fide.
I love the word crop circle. I wouldn't have thought of that. Oh, God. If I hadn't seen it in my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. So anyway, keep going. Keep telling us.
I think, Nancy, you actually seen it, didn't you? Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
I was doing the fairs when I had it. It was still there. Yes.
Yep.
You seen
you
it.
Did show
mm-hmm.
me. In the privacy
yep.
of a bathroom, everybody.
Yeah.
Do you want to see this? I'm like, yeah.
In
grown
fact,
women looking at the boobs there, which was kind of strange. Why there? You know, you wonder why there. And I, as I'm talking to you, that is curious. You know, they've had a lot of cattle mutilations and mammary glands, reproductive organs, lips and eyes and that sort of thing. But mammograms have been taken. So there may be a correlation with breeding. Who knows? But finish your story. So he's not letting you know anything. He's saying it takes 20, 30 years for it to. I don't understand that other than he may be compiling information and seeing everybody out there that has anything on their body. So Stanford was the last place you heard. Now continue with your story.
He isn't forthcoming with a lot of information whatsoever. And
yep.
I don't think he will be. I think it's he's a sort of person that is very nice and is genuified researcher and scientist and wants to get to the bottom of this, but then all of a sudden, with all these people doing this, I think it just floored him because everybody's getting it. I mean, everyone was coming up with the mark.
How many are we talking about?
A lot of
everybody.
We're talking about, we're talking around, not everyone. When I say everyone, I'm talking about the website that I was on, like, you know, I'd go on it, and then all of a sudden, like 20 people would go, I got a mark. There's another woman who came on with another mark, you know. And it's like, my gosh. You know, everybody was saying, so-and-so got a mark. And I'm going, they're coming up with this? And then there was people coming on going, you know, I think they're taking a blow dryer. These women are putting those on themselves. You know, and I'm going, yeah. Really? You know, I can do something else with my time rather than sit in front of my desk and stick myself with a blow dryer. Oh, yes. And a lot less painful.
Right. No kidding. You did say something earlier before we started the show. So you had this mark, crop circle. I love that word. I'll say crop circle. So you have this crop circle on your chest, and you did allow yourself to have some work to have further investigation. And what do they find under your skin? Talk about what
now,
it was made, what was happening. Yeah.
Now, when back in 2015, I went and got a mammogram. And, of course, I get mammograms all the time, every year. And they called me and said, you know, we saw something and we need you to come down. And I said, okay. And I went down and they said, you have a tumor. And I said, okay, where? Well, it just so happened that it was right under the breast of the mark, right there.
Under the crop circle.
Uh-huh. Right to the left of it a little bit. And I said, okay. So when I got home, I called the doctor and I said, hey, I said, no one's probably ever given you the breast before, but I would like to give it to research. I have a tumor in that breast. Would you like, you know, to look at it and examine it? He goes, yes, yes, I would. So now I had to find a doctor who would do this for me. So my mother and I went and made an appointment, and really it was a complete nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
The first doctor I got, I told her that I wanted a complete mastectomy. She said, no, I'm just removing the lump. I said, no, I want, you know, what I wanted. And she said, no. And she says, if you do, you're going to die. She told me three times. My mother's there to witness it. I said, well, you're no longer my doctor. I can tell that right now. And don't ask me why she said that. I have no idea. I don't know if she could. She couldn't remove it or what, but anyway, so I got another doctor, and he was very nice man, and now this is another strange thing, and all my life I've really had strange things happen to me, really, I can honestly say that. My mom
I'm not
and I
laughing everybody
it.
At her, I'm just not talking because I know.
Yes.
I know her.
Yes, she does know. And I told him, I said, I would like a mastectomy. He said, not a problem. I will do that. I said, now there's another thing that I need done. I said, I need this right here to be cut out in this square, and this doctor right here would like you to call him. He goes, I don't call other doctors. I said, well, he goes, what's it for? And I told him, but how do you say, well, I got a mark. I mean, how do you do
got
that?
Got a crop circle. I was attacked.
Yeah.
I got a crop circle on my chest. And
well,
oh gosh, finish the story.
That's
sorry.
What he kind of put on my paper. I mean, that's what he kind of put on my medical records, is that she was visited by an alien. Well, come on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
Anyway, but listen to this, okay? So I told him the story. Well, he then looks at me. He says, follow me, to me and my mother. We follow him into his office, and he actually shows me a jar with a little alien in it. My mother and I look at each other like, what the?
There are those words again. Yes. Keep it clean.
You know,
I love your mother. I can see her doing that.
I mean, we didn't know what to do. And then we go back to the room, and he lifts up his watch type of thing, and he says, look at this. And, you know, I really couldn't see it. And really, I guess I chose not to. And I just went, oh, because I could have cared less, really. I just wanted my breast removed by that time. And I said, I mean, I'm coming in with a story, and he's showing me this, and it's like, oh, boy, you know, I think I've had enough
he's got
by that
mark.
Time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't see it. I don't know. But it was something under his band. I don't know. Anyway, he had told me a story that he had had, and it had to do with the Nordiac. And I said, well, I guess I went to the right doctor, didn't I? Somehow
I
got
the
you.
Nordic.
Yeah.
The
mm-hmm.
Nordic aliens, yeah. I've heard of them, too.
Yeah.
I think
and,
the universe had something to do with directing you to the right.
I think so, too.
Yep.
I really do. Anyway, he was precise. He called the other doctor. Believe me, they're good friends now. In fact,
I love this.
The doctor that the scientist, I'll call him, came down with some other doctors because I told him about what this doctor had in his office. They came down, believe me, ASAP to see.
I love it. I love it.
Mhm. And it was very. It was like in a twilight zone. I mean, really, this whole thing was like in a twilight zone. And so while he's doing this one breath perfectly, he does the other breath, but forgets half of it. Yeah. Yeah, that's my luck. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have to go in for, you know, another surgery 4 months later, and he gets the other half. But it is my luck. But the cancer was removed, and, you know, I...
So underneath the tattoo, let's go to the investigation of the mark and what do they
mm-hmm.
find composition-wise. Go ahead.
Now, I know that the doctor had called me. Now, I said, doctor, I know on one of our phone conversations that you had said that they had found some mercury, but he just told me that he didn't say that. So I guess I can't say that.
Okay.
But I guess I just said it.
You just said it. Well, what she's implying is they investigated the mark and found mercury in her flesh. And
yes.
That's not something that we keep in our body in concentrated areas
exactly.
in the shape of a crop circle.
And now,
so who did the investigation?
Did
was this the doctor? Was this the surgeon that told you this? Okay, the surgeon told you there was mercury in it. Oh, it was the other doctor.
The scientist. The breast went down to
scientist.
I was told to Stanford. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The breast went
okay.
down to Stanford. That's what I was told. And in Stanford, rained dermatologist, Stanford trained, was checking the mark. And it
okay.
would not be cleared for another 20 to 30 years. So, and I said, oh, so you never said that it had mercury in it? No, I don't think I said that. I just swore you did.
Okay, so we're talking to you. I want to make clear, because if I confuse the audience, might be. At some point, you were told there was a large amount of mercury underneath the
tattooed
area.
Not a large amount. No, Nancy.
Okay.
Just mercury.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're assuming, I mean, I can assume all over the place and jump to conclusions, but I want to be gentle here. So there was something in the tattoo that was created using a mercury byproduct, perhaps?
I was told that, but now they're saying he didn't tell me. But
okay.
I
and that's a scientist.
Swear.
Okay. I don't think you'd make it up. You're not a stupid woman. I mean, you're just...
No.
Of all the things you've been through, it's amazing you can tell this story as well as you are. It's just amazing to me.
Believe me, when it happens to you, I don't think you forget, you know?
No, you don't.
It's something that you don't forget.
You know, we did compare notes, and I don't remember having alien abductions early in life, but dealing with stage 3 cancer like I did, and subsequent health issues over the years. It has not stopped my life, and I go full pledge, you know, go full blown in the direction you can think of. But you and I have had a lot of health issues, and a lot of people we know involved in this community also have had a lot of health issues. And so, you know, that kind of makes me a little queasy wondering if highly intuitive people have been watched by UFO groups. Are we being tweaked? You know, what's the deal? I don't know.
You know, after this, the doctor, the scientist, came back and asked for me and my mother's junk DNA. Because now they're doing studies on junk DNA. So
I remember you telling
us. Yes. We gave a swab of our junk DNA. And I thought, why us again? I mean, if they're not going to get anything back for 20 to 30 years, why us? Why me and my mom?
You know, this is really crazy because clearly they have not mapped junk DNA. And so that could be that comment, like, we won't have the answers until the technology has come up to the level that it takes to this evaluation. So that could be why that statement was made. They can't map it all out. If you people are interested in DNA analysis, went through 23andMe, and they do give you pretty comprehensive rundown of what markers they are able to give you. Of course, I wanted to think I could get all kinds of markers, all kinds of diseases. So they did include the most common, but most, well, I was going to say Alzheimer's was one of them, but they listed other conditions that most of us have never heard of. But they also did things like I'm very athletic. So they said you have an athletic, muscular body, and I said yes. But they did strange things like you can drink more caffeine than most people. Like, I want to know that. Of course, I've been telling people for years I can drink caffeine until I go to sleep at night. But, you know, like, I don't need to know that because I already do it. I don't need to know that I have wet earwax versus dry earwax. But that's the kind of sophistication that they come up with. And they did have the Alzheimer's test for late-stage Alzheimer's. And I may drive my family crazy forever. It doesn't look like I have that deviant, as they would call it. So I'm sure that's what the statement was, and unfortunately, but, you know, we're just going to hang out for as long as we can. How's that, Bernice? And
that sounds wonderful.
I know it. I am in this call for a lot of reasons. Bernice has suffered a lot, and I have never known such a genuine, nice person. And we laugh. It's like if past lives, we probably had a dozen because we just instantly connect. And I don't know if it's a camaraderie. Maybe I saw her on a ship and I don't remember. Like I told you before, if there's been alien abductions done to me, it doesn't bother my life. So I'd rather not know. But I did have this dream. I did have this dream. And luckily, she doesn't remember the incident. But if you wake up with a brand area on your body somewhere, well, if it's in the middle of my back, I don't know because you don't look in the back mirror and look behind you. You know, I don't know what my backside looks like. I don't.
Exactly.
Maybe some people do look in the back of the mirror. But not to make light of this, I think this is upcoming. I think this is the interest. I think that there's so many really good radio shows. I listen to a lot of radio shows. You know, if I name one, I got to name them all. Darkness Radio and Coast to Coast. And I just could go on UFO, anything you tap into, and they're all going to be talking about people abduction issues, all the different kinds, and why the secrecy. Come on, everybody. I know SETI is a really great organization, but maybe they're looking at the spectrum of light or technological communications that we can't tap into yet. Maybe we just can't get there, but why are they visiting us? And you could just argue all day long. If they're smart enough to be here, they figured out a way to travel, and it's not going to fit in what our parameters of educational levels are. We just don't know it.
Oh,
there was a movie, I want to share. There was a movie that I clicked into it. I've always been intuitive. I saw my dead father at six. It was on and on and on. And all my life until someone said to me, oh, you're psychic and a medium. I go, oh, that's wrong with me. I made a joke out of it, but it's really true.
Mm-hmm.
I love being a woman. We can get distracted so easily.
I know it.
But at the same time, we go back to what I was saying. But this UFO, another friend of mine said, Nancy, you're so different. You had to have been tweaked by the gods or by UFO peoples. Why is secrecy then? If they're helping us, and then you will say to me, well, if they're tweaking our genealogy or genetics, why are some people not having children? Bernice did not have any children, so why are they tweaking her? What is it? They experimenting on us? I have had children, but my two sisters did not. My son has the gift. My daughter won't admit it, but she does too. So it's genetic. Why is the secrecy? And that's why these conspiracy theorists come out and talk about it. There's a guy that comes on Coast to Coast. His first name is Bill. And if he hears this, I apologize for not getting your name straight. But I was having so much fun with you. I mean, these are highly educated individuals, military man coming and saying, we are being visited. What's wrong out there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe this is what the deal is. Maybe my sweet little friend here, Bernice, is going to get around to finally finishing her book. She has so many stories. Listen, anybody who's listening, would you do me a favor and write a note and say, finish your book. How many stories do you have? How many pictures?
Oh,
and on this
site
for Blog Talk Radio, there is a picture of her, her tattoo, her brand, her crop circle. It is. There is a picture of it. Her email, again, I'll give it to you, is Bern. bern1954.62@gmail.com. Write her a note. Express to her that you heard her today. You know somebody who's had an experience, can't explain lost time, can't explain the lights and then their home, or has injuries on their body. Well, let me tell you, I was a roughneck when I was a kid. And growing up, I used to run and race horses. Please. I got so many nicks and bruises and wounds on me. If I got another one, I wouldn't know if it was a new one or old one. But I also want to address the issue that of all the intuitive people I know, there's too many of us that are getting ill. And people say, well, what's the deal? I'm on my health all the time. I am the picture of health. But I've had some unusual conditions myself, and I'll say the name. Well, I just don't know. Nancy Bradshaw passed away. There's a couple of people that work with Char of CaliforniaHaunts.org who have become ill. I know people across the United States when they're intuitive and in this business, it seems like we get unusual conditions more than the general public. I recover well, but it doesn't seem logical. And I think that there's something going on. I feel like everybody's intuitive, whether you admit it or not. And a lot of us have dreams that are not explainable, not explainable. And do we go to a place of admitting? Do you want to stand up and say you were one of them? Really hard to do. Mainstream America. I was an office supervisor at Pacific Bell. Had as much money as I'd ever want to have. I left it to become a psychic medium to investigate this environment, which included ufology. If I'd stayed in that career as a management person, do you think I would dare bring up the idea? By the way, I had a strange dream where I thought I was abducted with a UFO. We're not going to do it, everybody. It just doesn't happen. We're afraid. What makes us afraid? Are we afraid that someone's going to say you're not right in the head? Well, let me tell you, when I start seeing dead people walk around, I start describing them. You think I've not looked at twice, three times? I mean, really, it's a wonderful, and Bernice does the same thing. But at the same time, why is it easier to say, I have a psychic ability, but not easier to say, by the way, I've had this strange dream. I don't want people to know. Why don't you want to know? It's time to start up and start investigating your experiences. Bernice, how are we going to tie this up? What other things you want to speak to about UFO abduction or ufology or the people you've connected with?
You know, I mean, I don't know where this mark came from. I have no idea, and neither do the scientists or doctors. I never put it on, and neither did anybody else that's living, I can tell you that. It's not a bad mark. People are, you know, if some people are out there going, oh my gosh, it's, you know, it's put on by the devil or whatever. No, no, you're not looking at something from the devil or anything like that. It's not that whatsoever.
No. Of all people thinking you would deal with the devil, please, everybody. If you know Bernice, you just want to hug her. I just love this woman.
Yeah, no, no.
Go ahead.
It's not that whatsoever. It's more a crop circle than anything. I mean, it's something that if everybody could know how, when it was put on me, I really had a sense of knowing, like the tree of life. It was really calming.
Wow.
You have no idea what it felt like. It was wonderful. So, you know, it's just, people's perceptions, you know, they want to believe the worst, and that's not right. And in this day and time, we can't afford that. We really can't. And, you know, if you hear people say, well, I'll tell you, those aliens are going to come this year, you know, well, in a way I kind of hope they do, because then I'll find out if it belongs to them. You know?
Who do we ask if conspiracy theorists are right? They say there's 7 different types of UFO peoples that have been here. We don't know who did this. I can tell you that this woman is so genuine. She wouldn't wake up in the morning nor tell me and say, I had the strangest thing happen. I woke up with this tattoo on me. I go, what? Where were you last night?
No, I never say that.
She doesn't drink, you guys. She doesn't carouse. I mean, just a hard-working person. And I think that's
I would never do that.
Mainstream American. You can't get more American than Bernice. Working in a medical facility, she's not, and this is not a disrespect, she's in a clinical environment where precision is so, so important. She's the last person that would want to pull attention to herself. So then what do you do with this information, everybody? What do you do? Do you want to believe her? And if you do believe her, what does that speak of? What does that speak to?
Well, I mean, the other people that have it. I mean, go on that website. It's not just me. It's other people. And
okay, I'm going to give it to you, everybody. So she brought it up again. It's 4 A's in a row, aaarc.com, aaarcabduct.com. There's a dot between aaarc.abduct.com. And that page will take you right to the other pictures of other people and their crop circles.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, crop circle. I love that word. We'll have to make sure that that's put in the new dictionary coming up. You get markings are called crop circles. I love you for this. Thank you for being my guest tonight. Anything else? Parting words, and then say goodbye.
Oh, no, no. Just, you know, everybody who wants to write me, do. If they have any questions or if they got a mark, please. I mean, keep in touch. And Nancy, I just adore you and hope to see you soon.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. And you did notice we did not give her last name or the Facebook page. If you want that information, then you have to email her. And one more time, BERN1954 62@gmail.com. And this is for her privacy, that we don't give it on the air. This is a real, living, genuine woman who's had an extraordinary experience. Maybe we all, maybe more than we realize, have. But she, under their visual, said to her, "We can give you proof. Do you want it?" And it's taken all this time for her to realize that maybe she should be telling somebody. And maybe that's where we end this tonight. Okay, everybody. I've enjoyed this very much, Bernice. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.